Well, if I was in a hobby, that probably could have been my first rig too, except I didn't have any money back then. I was scraping for nickels and dimes. But that looks like a nice rig. I've seen those. In fact, I want one of those. I'm looking for one of those to restore, you know, replace all the electrolytic capacitors. I love the look of those things. The 530 might be a little bit better because I think the difference is the 530 has got the warp bands. I did see an 820. There's an 820 for sale on eBay, but I think the guy's asking a little bit too much for it. Yeah, I love those old rigs. Back to you, Craig.
Yeah, well, the 520 doesn't even have a digital display. It's you have to zero beat the tuning knob. So that's the way it is. I don't think I could even tune in it. I forgot how to work the thing. It's you have to go through to tune it, and it'd probably come back to me. I could probably watch a YouTube video or something, figure it out. But, yeah, I don't know how to say Zygu either. Zygu, I don't know. But they're good radios. I got the little Z90, and it's got a tuner in it that's really good. And I got it for just playing around. I was getting back into the hobby, and I didn't really want to spend a lot of money on a rig yet. I just thought I'd get something to get on, you know. And I really liked it, and I liked it a lot. I liked it so much I went and bought the X6200. I'm kind of looking at that new Icom 7300 MX thing that everybody's crazy about. I'm kind of looking at that too for a stack rig. Over.